Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The political crisis and escalating violence in Haiti have created an untenable situation for the Haitian people, said Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
We all know that urgent action is needed on both the political and security tracks to help move things in a better direction, to help do right by the people of Haiti.
On March 11th, Secretary Blinken met in Jamaica with leaders from CARICOM, the international community, and more than 39 Haitian stakeholders representing civil society, the private sector, political parties, and interfaith groups. Secretary Blinken welcomed the proposal that was developed by the Haitian stakeholders and CARICOM to expedite a political transition and bring an end to the violence.
We support the plan to create a broad-based, inclusive, independent presidential college that would, in particular, first take concrete steps to meet the immediate needs of the Haitian people. Second, enable the swift deployment of the multinational security support mission. And third, through that deployment, through a reinforced Haitian National Police, create the security conditions that are necessary to hold free and fair elections, to allow humanitarian assistance to get to people who need it, and to help put Haiti back on a path to economic opportunity and growth.
Considering the urgent need in Haiti, the U.S. Defense Department is doubling its support to $200 million for the multinational support mission for Haiti, and the State Department is adding $33 million more in humanitarian assistance. After an agreement was reached on a proposal of a political way forward, Haiti's Prime Minister Ariel Henry announced he will step down once a transition council appoints an interim prime minister. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan commended his decision.
Seeing what Prime Minister Henry did, not because of a U.S. diktat, a decision he made, is something we support because we think it does take into account the best interests of Haiti and the Haitian people.
Secretary Blinken emphasized that only the Haitian people should determine their own future, not anyone else, but all of us here, CARICOM, the United States, our other partners, we can help, he declared. We can help restore a foundation of security that can address the tremendous suffering that innocent Haitians are experiencing and help create the conditions that will enable them to have that opportunity.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.